Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply. Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Waiting on you to look my way and scoot your little hot self over here.
Oh my God.
Girl, hand me another beer.
Wait, who's the guy listening to this going, yeah?
Yeah, hell yeah. Jam. His name's Dave Palais, by the way. That's the guy. You know, all the guys that like really like this, and they go, dude, if you go to the shows, there's so many hot girls there.
Yeah, I've been to those concerts.
Yeah, there's hot girls on the internet, too. It's not worth subjecting yourself to that.
I've been to those concerts.
There's a lot of hot girls there. I get it.
And you look around, though, and you see the guys, and they're in brand new, like, flannel shirts.
Yeah.
A hat that they bought at freaking Walmart that morning. And they're just like, hey, playing dress up? What are you doing?
That's it. Role playing. You know I know what you like. Yeah, that's terrible. I'm sorry if you like it. We're not simpatico, if that's your...
That's bad, man.
That's your thing.
That song did not come from 1988.
No, that was not a 1988 song. This is great, though, man. We got Dodger fans in our mentions.
Dude, I haven't even been able to see what's going on. I got like three people that I'm somehow tagged in something here, and they have just been going
it's back and forth. It's so great, dude. So great. Oh, yeah, they're big mad. I would be big mad, too. That leads to an interesting question, too, Pauly. Like, would you rather be the Bills or would you... Or the Dodgers, just rather not get. I swear to God, I won't be able to deal with it. If this Padres run consists of them getting close to the brass ring and never getting it, it's hard. That has got to be, I'm not really feeling sympathetic for them, but that begs the age-old question of, would you rather be in it every single year and never win, or would you rather have the hope of being in it and having, you know,
I don't know. God, that's tough.
Having the ups and downs, you know, having the really good runs and then maybe a few years that when you're down a little bit. Like Red Sox fans right now, they're going through a down period. You just got rid of Mookie Betts. You know, you didn't win. You couldn't make the playoffs and, you know, they're letting everybody in. You didn't make it. But you've got a really good track record of success the last few years. Is that enough? I don't think it is for Boston fans. Would it be enough for San Diego fans, and why should there be a difference?
Got to get one, man.
Got to get one. You got to get
one. I am of the school of thought, look, if we get one in the next 10 years.
But see,
you want more than one. Yeah, you want more than one. If you got Fernando Tatis Jr. and Manny Machado for 8, 9, 10 years, you want more than one? Dude, just get me one. I'll be happy.
You say that. You got to get your one, right? But then you can't. You can't do what Dodger fans do. What's the window? 10 years. I'd say 10 years. If you've won one in the last 10 years, you can continue.
Bless you.
To run mouth, right? You got about a 10-year window. Anything after that, it's like, all right, I'm going to need another one here pretty soon, right? Because, again, you can't talk smack and since you haven't won one since 1988. That's the worst thing for me. It's like, dude, it's been since 88. So... You'd love a nice, sustained run where you win.
Is that the longest drought of a team that's won a World Series?
It's a great question. I don't know the longest. I mean, the current drought that's won. Okay, that's one.
That has won, but like hasn't won since.
Ooh, Pauly.
I have no idea. Probably not. I don't know.
Let's see.
Obviously, like got like teams like the Mariners and the Padres
that have
never won one. Who else?
Marlins won one in... That's okay. Let's go...
They won in 2003.
The Twins won one in 87.
Did they win in the 90s?
No. They won one. Yes, they did. 91.
Yeah.
The Tigers? 84.
Okay. They Tigers. Haven't won one since, right?
Correct. Tigers were 84. The Orioles were...
You don't see the Tigers fans beating their chest. 100%. 1984, baby.
Ever. Never, ever, ever. They beat
and
the Padres.
Team, the freaking pitchers, the players, not just pitchers, but the freaking guys that they have had come through the last, what, 15 years? I mean, at one point, didn't they have... They had Verlander, Scherzer, Price,
yep. So you got the Tigers then, 84. You got the Orioles in 83. They haven't won one since. You don't see them pounding their chest, walking around with their pants off.
So yeah, Dodger fan, that's why.
That's why. That's why
we have these conversations.
That's why you're effing insufferable, man. The Reds have won one in 90. They won one in 90. Yeah, Chris Sabo days. I think it's right around that same time. You know, again, taking the teams out that have never won one, right?
Right.
The team that actually has won the World Series, the longest drought, looks to be the Detroit Tigers. I could be wrong, or the Orioles in 83. Looks to be, ooh, wait, Pirates, 79.
Okay.
Pirates in 79.
I figured there probably were a couple of teams, but still, it's the same conversation.
The conversation.
The point remains the same.
Pirate fans, Oriole fans.
Only one of those four teams' fan bases are constantly beating their chests about
that's
something
it.
That happened
that's
30
it.
Plus
I mean,
years
the guys,
ago.
The guy, there's a guy literally right here. Indians, Jose says, last one in the 30s.
Oh, that's right.
Mets are not the longest drought. Drake tweets in because they won in 86. The Indians, yeah. My list didn't even, it goes back that far. I just didn't scroll down that far.
Didn't even think about that.
Indians, 19. I don't even see them there. I don't even see.
Well, you remember when they played the Cubs, right?
Was it? 1948, maybe?
That sounds about right.
Yep. So, yeah, that's...
Wasn't it Cubs versus Indians a couple years ago?
Yeah.
Drought versus drought?
Drought versus drought, and the drought won. Yeah, so, I mean, again, it's for us, it goes back to the fan base. They're obnoxious, man. They are absolutely obnoxious. I took my family to a game last year, Petco, and that's on us, too. You know, we can't let them invade our ballpark, and I don't think it's going to happen moving forward. I don't think it's going to look like Chavez Ravine South, as they love to say, because now we've got a team we can be proud of. And, you know, look, while I understand when the Padres are losing 100 games a year and you can make your money back for your entire season, I understand that. I understand it. It makes sense to me. Also, you don't want to – trust me. After last year taking my child and my wife to a Dodgers series, I don't think I would do it again. They were terrible, man.
Yeah.
It was terrible. It was not a comfortable day at the ballpark.
We haven't really talked about it a whole lot. It sucks. I don't know that fans will be there or not next year, at least to start the year.
Correct.
I just, the way things are going, we have no idea. I have no idea what November is going to look like. We certainly have no idea what April is going to look like. But if fans are permitted to be at the ballpark, I don't know if they'll be socially distanced and it's going to be half capacity or something, but I would expect every available ticket to be sold just about every game full of Padres fans.
Absolutely.
After this year, they are going to be so starved to get out there, support the guys in brown, get out there and just have some fun at the ballpark again. I would expect every single game to be sold out, wouldn't you?
I would too, man. I would. I mean, this is it really, you know, they need a hot start. But they've got the team to do it. It feels good to be sitting on the other side for once, looking towards the future, knowing it's bright. And look, I mean,
the expectations were high heading into this weird 60-game season.
Yeah.
They're going to be even higher now that we got into the playoffs, and we've seen what these guys are capable of doing.
Dude, it took about 2 weeks for everybody's expectations to be turned on their head. We sat in here and said, Ben said 32-28 would be great. I said 500. Let's take small steps. You know, at this point,
500, 31-29, somewhere around there was going to get you into the playoffs, and it would have. But then they go out and win 37.
Yeah, yeah. And expectations change, and I think it's the best thing to happen to this fan base. Best thing to happen to that organization. And look, I mean, knowing the ownership group, knowing the general manager, knowing their commitment to winning now, it's just a different ball game altogether. So definitely something to look forward to. Yesterday, it's Ben and Woods, 97.3 The Fan. Ben is out today. That's why you're hearing me talk a lot right now. But I put up on our Twitter. I put up, where is it? I'll find it. Here it is. Benjamin is out tomorrow. Ask us anything. Let's get weird. I like when you guys do our work for us.
Yeah. Give us some content.
All right, so Padres 2021 says Woods reads crappy country music. Did that.
Oh, yeah.
Just did that. All right, this is from Friarhawk 12. Woodsy, talk music to me. Coming from a musician, he's a bassist. What motivates you to play guitar? Did something attract you to it? Way to get girls, I admit. If it wasn't for my bass and headbanging, I would not be married, nor would I have had five girlfriends way back in high school. What motivates me to play guitar? Nothing anymore, because I rarely play anymore. It's something I need to do more of. I played a lot early in the pandemic, and then I just kind of lost it because we were moving and things like that. Did something attract you to it? Yeah, my grandfather played. And so I didn't initially pick up the guitar to get girls because I was like 10. And I didn't get girls when I was 10. Not in that way. And then he said, later on, though, yeah, of course. That's why I practiced. This is try to get girls. And it worked. It worked. An ugly guy with a guitar can still get girls over a better looking guy without one. I will all, maybe not these days. Maybe these days it's an ugly guy with a DJ setup can get girls over a guy with a guitar. If you have a, if you're a DJ these days, like a hip hop, like, you know, you like not even hip hop, like EDM, you're going to get girls. That's the new bit.
I had a guitar, sold it shortly after my at the time fiance, now wife, moved in. Not a guitar fan.
She's not a guitar fan.
Does my wife not do anything for her if you know how to play guitar. So I was like, all right, well, get rid of this thing.
I've seen her tweet it. My wife hates it also. Hates it.
Never took a lesson. It was not any good, though.
My wife hates when I play. She hates when I sing. She hates all of it. And her brother is an actual working musician. And her mother plays guitar. And she, like, grew up around tons and tons of music. I think she just doesn't want to hear it in her home. So, yeah, I need to play more. Padres Geekster, our beloved, tweets in. This is a good one. What's on your bucket lists? You got a bucket list? Like, you don't have it written down, but do you
have... Yeah, it's kind of just like a running list that you keep in the back of your head. I mean, I'd like to travel a lot. I think that's probably too easy to say.
Right. But where, though?
Haven't done a lot of traveling. I've only been out of the country to go to Canada and Mexico, and I went to Belize, which...
Did not know that.
...isn't really that far either. I haven't been across the ocean. I haven't been to Europe. I got a lot of Italian roots in my family. I would love to go to Italy. Hey.
Oh.
Hey, hey, hey.
All right, so travel.
Freaking gabagoo.
Travel for Paulie.
But I think I have a better one than that. It's skydive.
Oh,
and
big.
I don't know why. Because
it's on everybody's, except for mine.
But here's the thing. I hate flying. I don't even like getting on an airplane. And I'm terrified of heights. And yet, for some reason, I'm like, oh, yeah, jumping out of an airplane then. Like, why would that even make sense? I don't know. But something about jumping, I don't know. I feel like I just need to cross that off.
Zero desire. None whatsoever. I will never do it. It's one that's, I all often say, oh, that guy died on a hike. Guess how I know? Guess one way I know I'll never die. I will never die on a hike. I'll never die skydiving.
Skydiving or a hot air balloon, I think, would be fun.
It's like my biggest nightmares. Both of those. What about two chicks at the same time? No.
How do you know I haven't done that?
I figure I would have heard about that in the last 3 years.
Well, you just found out Ben's BFFs with Scott Peterson.
That's true. So. Padres Geekster asked, "What is our bucket list?" Is it weird to say that I'm good? I've done kind of everything I wanted to do. It's weird. I don't feel like my life is complete, but like I've done stand-up comedy. I've played music to a crowd. I've been paid to play music. I've met damn near everybody I wanted. I've had a really solid 45 years. Like, I can't look back and be like, oh man, I missed out on that. I got to go to Paris last year with my wife. That was a big one for me. Cross that off. There's not a whole lot of places left I really want to go that are calling to me that I need to go. I've been to Australia. That was great. I just don't have a lot in my mind. I have a lot to accomplish, you know, professionally. Like, I want to be the number one show in San Diego. That's on my bucket list.
Yeah.
That's I want to be the number one show. I mean, I don't want to be number two. We've been number two.
My thing,
we were number one once.
There's still so much of my own country I haven't seen.
That's
let alone
true.
Outside of the, you know, yeah, it'd be great to go to, you know, Japan or across to Europe or whatever. But I'm like, dude, there's so much right here in America that I've never been to the East Coast. Haven't been, you know, I'd love to go to New York someday. Never.
Yeah,
never,
you
got to
knock that
there.
Stuff out. That stuff's going to be easy once the travel, you know, restrictions are lifted. All right. One final one. This one. I did say let's get weird. Tom Aztec tweets. This is
It says who's got the long, I can't, she's got the longest.
Oh, I saw it. Don't.
She's got the longest shaft. I can't, we can't, I mean, it's me, but go ahead. Well,
all right, I have extended clubs.
We'll be right back.
So I think I probably.
We'll be right back. We're going to talk to Brett Boone at 8:35. It'll be our last interview of the day. Then we're going to hit the golf course, speaking of shafts, and have some fun out there today. I hope you guys are having fun right now. Let's get our final, not our final, another
second
check of,
to final.
Second to last check of traffic with Vicky Pepper.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.